Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. Well, I was in prayer before making this broadcast, I was seeking the Lord as to what He would have me share. And I know the last several days I've been really ministering the Word of God, which is what we need. Amen. However, I also want this radio broadcast to be an avenue of personal ministry where I can pray for you as the Lord would lay specific needs on my heart, where the Spirit of God could just touch you. And so I want to pray for all of you that are listening. But as I was in prayer, I really felt there was a brother who was going through some very difficult times financially. You've really been struggling. And as far as your job concerned, you've been really disappointed. You had been promised advancement, and that hasn't happened. And you're really seeking God as to whether you should seek employment elsewhere, perhaps relocate, but you are just being crushed under the financial burdens and the obligations you have. There's just not enough coming in to meet the needs that you have. And so I want to pray for you right now, and others who are listening. You may have financial needs, and beloved, material, natural needs are, they really can bring you into depression. We know God will supply our needs. And unfortunately, there are just seasons in our lives, seasons of want, where things are very difficult and we have to walk by faith. I've had to do that in my life. But brother, I just want to encourage you and others that are needing miracles from God. God will move. He will undertake. What you're going through now is just for a season. It will not remain that way. God is going to make a way for you. Join your heart with me right now in prayer if you have a need. And if those of you who don't, just pray in agreement for those who are listening and who have needs. Father, we thank you for the great privilege we have of coming to your throne, of asking help, that the things that we need in the time of need. You give us grace, you give us courage, you give us strength. Lord, you've said you wouldn't leave us or forsake us. And many times we forsake you, we turn away from you, but your love is constant toward us. And Father, you see this brother that you've laid on my heart. Father, he's in a place of real duress and distress. Right now, Father, I ask for comfort. I ask for the peace of God to just minister to him. Lord, let your strength just pour into him. Lord, he's so weary from the battles, unrelenting, unremitting. And God, I'm asking right now that you would give him just a surcease of strife and tension in his own emotions. Father, you know his obligations. You know the financial commitments he has. You know the responsibilities he has for loved ones. And right now, Lord, I'm asking that you will just minister to him peace and faith and courage. And then, Father, I'm asking for divine direction, that you will give him the knowledge that what he needs to do, whether to stay, Father, that you will give him that increase in raise, that promotion that he's deserved, or whether, Lord, he should move on, whether he should relocate. Father, he doesn't know what to do. He's done everything in the natural. And so, Father, we cry out to you for miracles, for answers, for resolution in the life of this brother. And Lord, others who are listening that are struggling with financial concerns and needs, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you will move and you will undertake and you will be Jehovah Jireh, God, our provider. Lord, you said that we could come to you, Lord, that we would pray, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, to give us our daily bread, the things that we need for our daily sustenance. Father, by faith in the mighty name of Jesus, I release the provision that is needed, the finances that are required, the strength, the faith to keep on keeping on in the mighty name of Jesus. And I praise you and I thank you for it. Amen and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. God has given to us, as his word declares, exceeding great and precious promises. And when we hear those promises, when we read those promises in his word, we can identify those possessions that belong to us as God's children. He's given us everything that pertains to life and godliness, not only our spiritual walk, the godliness, but also our life, those natural things. So by faith, we need to claim our inheritance and receive the first fruits of it. However, there are times in all of our lives when we see things seemingly to go into reverse. We claim the promises, and then it seems like we're going backward instead of forward. We believe for our ministry. We believe for our healing. We believe for our prosperity. But it seems like the doors just aren't opening for our ministry, or sickness seems to get worse, and financially everything looks like a disaster. Well, we read in the prophet Joel, that book, he talks about the palmer worm and the canker worm, and he also gives a marvelous promise that he would restore the years that the palmer worm and the caterpillar and the caterpillar hath eaten. These insects, if you will, represent the forms of our trials and tribulations. But we can, in faith, know that God will do that. He is a restorer. He's a repairer of the breach. And we can be ready by faith to go up and possess our land. But sometimes it seems like, as we look at our natural situation, it looks as though we're going down to defeat. The circumstances may tempt us to want to give up, to say, where are the blessings? How can any good thing happen to me? But God speaks to us and declares by his Spirit that he will not let us be destroyed, because he is our deliverer and he will deliver us. Instead of looking at your circumstances from the standpoint of defeat, you need to agree with God and what he says about you. Your desire to know God better, your desire to know and do the will of God, that didn't come from the devil. 2 Timothy 1:12 states, For I know in whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. To celebrate the victory in our lives, we come into liberty in Christ, liberty in the power of the Holy Spirit. God's word proclaims to us our liberty and our victory, and we can be jubilant in the things of God. When we're in a hard place, that's about the last thing we want to hear. I can remember years ago when I was leading worship. I mean, we're talking back in the 70s. We'd go in our crusade meetings and God would place, the joy of the Lord is our strength, is my strength. And that, at that point, that was the last thing I was feeling. But God, nonetheless, I would sing it. And it's a declaration. It's an offensive weapon. Our praise is powerful against the works of darkness. And to be jubilant is to have joy, to be contented in the things of God, to be cheerful, elated, joyful, be flushed with excitement. Beloved, that's where God wants us to be spiritually, where our soul prospers. When Israel blew the trumpets of Jubilee, they were announcing the liberty of God that had been given to them. It was a time of Jubilee. God is moving in his church today. He's bringing forth the fullness of fivefold ministry. And people may not like it, they may not even believe it, but God is going to do just as he desires to do. Hear the word of the Lord. Psalm 119, 89 declares, "Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven." The word settle is used here simply, it means his word is appointed. It is fixed, definitely. It cannot change. It is confirmed and sealed. It is established forever. The devil can't change it. The governments of this world, the leaders and dictators of the nations of the earth cannot change it. It is forever settled. If we will do things God's way, we will see His power displayed in a measure we've never known. We've been furnished with every good promise that is as real as the day God spoke them into existence, as that day when holy men of old sat down and they got down God's promises. They wrote the things the Holy Spirit gave them to write. As the apostles, as Luke and Mark and Matthew and Paul penned their immortal words that we have in the New Testament, those beautiful promises of God, they haven't changed. And it's just as true as it was for the disciples of that era as it is for us today. If the early church was birthed and established by God, and His order of government, which included fivefold ministry, beloved, it's still for the church today, regardless of what people say. David said, "Thy testimonies have I taken as an heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart." Praise God. Well, beloved, there's more to share, and I'm going to share some beautiful promises from the Word on tomorrow's broadcast. I hope you can be with us. But if not, know that if you ever miss a broadcast or would like to rehear one, you may go to our website, unveilchrist.org, and you can click on the broadcast and they're archived there for a number of years. You can listen anytime at your convenience. But as I always do, now I extend an invitation to those of you who are in need. Apparently, there are a number out there that, according to how the Lord was moving through the gifts, that really need God's intervention in a natural way. And if you'll step up by faith, I believe God will honor your faith. Let's pray. Let's agree together. Yes, you can pray by yourself, but has the answer come yet? I've found many times when I'm struggling, if I'll get someone to agree with me, I'll see God move. Why? God wants to demonstrate we need one another. We need the body of Christ. Amen. That's how He's arranged it. It's not my plan. It's His. Let's rejoice in it. I love you. Thank you for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. May God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.